Hello.
Hi, this is Melina returning your call from customer support. Can I get your zip code, please, ma'am?
64015.
And what's your first and last name?
Cresha Williams.
Thank you, Ms. Williams. Can you verify your shipping address?
Look, I just have a question before we do all this.
Yes, ma'am, I'd be happy to assist you, but I need to verify this is your account.
Okay, 4620 Northwest Pennington Lane.
Thank you, ma'am.
Springs.
Okay, and then what was your question?
So the watch that's on the account is not what I intended to order, and I do not want it. And I noticed that it's a 14-day trial. What does, is there any way that that can be removed?
You're saying the watch that's on your account? I see that you ordered a pair of earbuds. I don't see where you ordered a watch. Hold on a moment here.
Okay.
Let me look over the account.
Okay.
Were you trying to order a watch?
No.
Oh, okay.
And I can give you the number if you want. That's on the checkout receipt or whatever.
Oh, no, that's fine, ma'am. I have that, all of that on the account. Okay, so I guess you must have done an offer to get a free pair of earbuds or something. And it looks like they bundled that with a smartwatch.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it was, all right.
Okay, so
you're
only charged $7.92 for the shipping and handling for the earbuds, is what I'm seeing.
Okay. So the total came up to $13.80 something. The earbuds on the screen that I clicked on said $4.94, maybe it was $5 or something. It wasn't definitely 13 nor 7. And so what I did notice is that the watch had a separate shipping and handling. So if it was a bundle, how did it get up to 13?
Yeah, that is confusing. Well, I don't see that other charge reflecting on your account right now. I only see $7.92. And it looks like the other sale, like, that didn't go through or something. Looks like there was one made at $9.48 that did not go through. And then there was another sale at 9:51 a.m. that did go through, and that's the one that is $7.92. What I would suggest is to call back later and see if that charge is, you know, reflecting on the account. But as far as I can see, there is no charge on the account. But when you call back later, they can assist you with voiding off any item on there that, you know, you did not want to purchase. So that's what I would suggest to do. Because right now I don't see that charge reflecting on the account.
Okay, so the charge that you see is the earbuds, which is what I selected for $7, because for my account came 13 from my account, what I paid. And so there's definitely a discrepancy there. And you're saying but what you're seeing is only one item.
Yes, ma'am.
At one price. Okay.
Well, you might not have been charged, or it just hasn't loaded in the system yet. I'm not quite sure. That's why I'm just saying I would call back later. But I'm going to go ahead and notate the account and say that you called in wanting to remove the watch from the order. So what we would do is void the charge if it does show up later. And then that money would be refunded to you within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you suggest I call back today or?
Yeah, I would do that later today. Just call back because we want to do it before they ship out the product, because it's just easier if the product isn't sent to you and charges can be voided out, because once it's shipped out, they don't refund shipping and handling.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
Yes,
ma'am. All right, thank you. What's your name?
Melina.
Thank you, Melina. I appreciate your patience, and thanks for explaining it.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.